Hey everybody, Sane Man here. So welcome back to another recap of my most viewed Twitter posts for the week. My Twitter page is in the description if you want to follow them as I actually put them up. There are also ways to support this content in the description, as I'm now making these videos for free. Now on with the memes. The first one is an oldie but a goodie. It's about a woman that thought she could monkey branch to a better man, and didn't realize that her sexual marketplace value had already plummeted. I wonder how she's doing now that she's in her 50s. To Karen, all I have to say is what Terrence Pop would say, which is, if you actually want sympathy, then look in the dictionary between the word shit and syphilis. Number two, broke men are hurting women's marriage prospects. When men suffer and it doesn't affect women, no one seems to care. But when it affects women, it's time to call a whambulance. We typically shame men when they fail and say it's their fault. And we shame men again when those poor guys can't even give women what they want. Moving on, we have a bunch of suffragettes. They were part of the temperance movement over 100 years ago. When I see this, I can't but wonder if that's a threat or a reward that they won't kiss a man that's actually drunk some alcohol. But to be honest, many such women would only be attractive enough for a man to get together with if he was drinking. Someone should put an image next to this one with similar women, only much more attractive, and use it as a before and after for their alcohol advertising campaign. Next, we have a bunch of Eastern European refugee women from Ukraine, working as sex workers in Western Europe, but they're refusing to get together with black and colored men. The article says this is the new face of European racism. No doubt hoping that such women read this article and feel ashamed for not welcoming African men into their cooches. They say that it's a woman's choice who she sleeps with, but I guess not in this case. Number 5 shows us a bunch of lying starlets that turned on Harvey Weinstein and put him in prison. The first chance they got. And if they weren't lying, then they sure were great actresses judging by these photos, and each deserved the Academy Award for their performance. He sure looks like he's forcing himself all over them, when they're the ones that have their arms all over him. Moving forward, we have a story from a sad single mother that cuffed a Dogecoin billionaire to a bed, and then got pregnant by him. He lost all his money, and now she can't even get any child support money. So now we're supposed to feel sympathy for her. This is why you don't invest in shitcoins. Bitcoin might not make you a multimillionaire in 2025, but at least it's got staying power. Next is John Cena, most likely dressed in drag for a movie role. First he apologized to China, and now he's disappointing his fans by dressing up like this. We should have known when he acted like a traitor begging forgiveness from the Chinese Communist Party. Now he's probably begging the LGBTQLMNOP community forgiveness for things he hasn't even done yet. Number 8, it looks like Japan is following in the footsteps of Canada. And a Yale professor suggests that the only solution for Japan's rapidly aging population is now mass suicide. I hope he doesn't lead by example. This is what happens when women don't have children and they live too long and bankrupt your country's pension fund. He thinks like this now, but let's see what happens when he gets old. At least he has very stylish glasses. Meanwhile in Canada, unlike with Ukraine, Canadian women don't even have to take payment to be with refugees. Unfortunately, this is fake news as you can clearly see. Sometimes you just can't take things at face value, but at least her door is still open. Up next, the shaming of Leonardo DiCaprio continues, I see. Now he's being called bloated. Yet we're seeing images of obese women everywhere that are 4 times larger, and they're called empowered. Imagine the backlash if they were called bloated too. I just love how much he's pissing women off, especially Ulrika Johnson. She's super attractive and I just love her beautiful necklaces and hoop earrings. It's almost like she's trying to distract us from something. Number 11 shows you exactly what I mean when I say that if a woman is overweight, she's healthy. But if a man is just a wee bit overweight, he's bloated. In fact, she is healthy. Healthy for the profits of the food industry and the diabetes feed industrial complex. Not to mention the colon cancer centers. My friends invest in cat food and cancer centers, as well as Jabba the Slug posters. The sad thing is you know that someone would still smash this. Moving on, at least the airline industry hasn't gone completely woke, even though they're looking for black female pilots to fly their planes. They have their diversity quotas, but I guess it's more important to make sure your passengers don't fall from the sky. 93% of pilots are male, and it'll probably stay that way. Next, I show you the sad state of men these days. Men that have to apologize to their girlfriends after they catch them cheating with another man. Because you know, if he only treated her right and paid her enough attention, then she never would have cheated on him in the first place. Believe it or not, I've heard this excuse from women the entire time I've been in the manosphere. Number 14 is a queen that is slaying it, saying that even if the DNA confirms the baby with her isn't yours, you still need to take responsibility, because women deserve better. She's trying to normalize cucking, and the sad thing is, there are tons of men out there that would agree with her. Number 15 is my most viewed tweet so far. I edited it down to be on the safe side on YouTube, but you guys get the message. When you're all romantic waiting for her to give you a call, someone else is giving it to her, and that's not you. Meanwhile, the woman that's probably not your crush wants you to give her a job, but can't get one from all the tattoos she has. The only thing she looks like she hasn't tatted up yet are her eyeballs, and people doing that usually go blind. It's good to see that she's thinking of her kids and not taking things a little too far. Next, in Ireland, it looks like cultural enrichment has gone too far. Girls are urged to stay indoors after 6 p.m. until further notice, because new arrivals are not accustomed to Irish cultural norms. Ireland is less than 1% the size of Africa, yet it has to invite all of Africa to live in it. But where's the similar poster for men? I'm sure they get attacked by vicious migrants from time to time as well. But then again, someone has to go out and get the tampons. Number 18 is an article with a headline about women struggling to find rich, confident, tall, and well-endowed men, willing to date single moms with multi-ethnic children. Newsflash, no one wants single moms. Someone should have told that to these women before they got knocked up. Shaming men with options won't work. You made your bed, now lay in it all alone. Moving on, this post gave me hope that men are finally seeing the light and giving women the equality that they so desperately demand. Women think they can be as violent as they want to men, and then men will just keep taking the punches, literally. Men are increasingly seeing women not as victims, but instead the victimizers. And when you make men out to be the monsters, don't be surprised when we start acting like them. Number 20 is the new and improved Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy. Doesn't she just look more feminine than ever? With her looking this good, I wouldn't be surprised if people can't sit still in their seats in the movie theaters and they go empty. Of course, I'm trying to make a cheesy joke here. Who the hell is going to want to watch this woke joke? Moving on, we have Rihanna Reborn, followed in tow by her emasculated man and babe. The picture is posed with her boy toy in the background to make him look smaller. If it was all about equality, then wouldn't they be at the same distance from the camera and looking at it? Why does he look like the nurturing one, and it looks like she's the woman king taking the lead? Number 22, we have my favorite of the week. A real-life Tarzan that lived in a jungle for 41 years, and had no idea that women existed, and yet look how happy he looks, even with his missing teeth. I wonder how he's gonna feel and look once he gets his teeth fixed and finds his very own version of Jane. 23, we have a woman that's virtue signaling that she has a black daughter, and maybe she's shaming men to go and date her. More than likely, the child's father is in court and probably going to prison, because you can make out that it says municipal court in the background. This is what happens when you have pictures put up on Twitter that are out of context. Next, we have a woman that cut her long hair short because some creep told her that he loved it. Below her post, someone said that they love her neck. In the comments, people said they loved her eyes and nose too. Let's see if she's gonna go under the knife and have those removed too. At least her receding hairline isn't obvious when her hair is shorter. This week's last one is Google Earth images from above the Feminist Majority Foundation. You can clearly see that there are probably women in the building because of the wonderful parking jobs in the front of the building. Many cars aren't parked all the way up front, even though the cars are tiny, and there's room for them. I guess if you're terrible at judging physical space, then parking as far away from the front of the parking space in a tiny car is your best way to cope and avoid accidents. So that's it for another meme. Memes of the week. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.